Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny and breezy, upper 40s with wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy and breezy, low of 40 with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 52, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 27. As we head into Friday, scattered snow showers, then a wintry mix, mostly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 28.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's declaration that he won't run for the Senate from Kansas returned some Republicans to worrying that they can't block a polarizing conservative from winning the GOP nomination and putting the seat in play. Some top Republicans saw Pompeo as the best bet for torpedoing hard-right immigration policy advocate Chris Kobach's bid for Senate after Kobach lost the governor's race in 2018. Some anti-Kobach Republicans focused quickly yesterday on the race's best-funded candidates so far. That would be GOP Representative Roger Marshall of Western Kansas. Yet Marshall faces skepticism about his chances of beating Kobach. The CEO of Spirit AeroSystems says the Wichita company will soon face difficult decisions about cutting jobs. He says Spirit still has no clear idea about when 737 MAX production will resume. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal December shooting in Wichita and have made an arrest in Oklahoma. Just before 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 2nd of December, police responded to a shooting call at a club in Wichita. Upon arrival, officers located 19-year-old Sonia Brown with a gunshot wound. She was transported to an area hospital where she died. The investigation disclosed that a disturbance occurred between the shooting suspect, 25-year-old Terrence Johnson, and a male patron inside a business when Johnson fired multiple shots which struck Brown. The Hutchinson Post reports that Johnson was arrested in War Acres, Oklahoma, and was extradited to Wichita and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on requested charges of first-degree murder. The Federal Aviation Administration continuing to work with state and local authorities to determine who's behind a series of mysterious nighttime drone flights over northeastern Colorado, Nebraska, and northwest Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska lawmakers trying to address prison overcrowding problems approve new tax incentives for businesses and decide how to use a surplus of state tax revenue in the upcoming 2020 session. This year's short 60-day session will put senators in a time crunch as they consider fresh proposals in addition to legislation carried over from last year. They'll also have to work together if they want to pass major property tax legislation or flood relief measures, top priorities for many lawmakers and Governor Pete Ricketts. Officials say three people have been arrested after a package containing tobacco, cell phones, and synthetic marijuana were thrown over a wall of the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. The Nebraska State Patrol said an 18-year-old man was taken into custody yesterday after he was seen walking near the penitentiary and throwing a package over the wall. Have a good Wednesday. With your Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met December 30th. Public Works Administrator and Public Works Coordinating Supervisor outlined a few projects for the upcoming year, with approximately $250,000 for Waterville Bridge repair, $325,000 for overlay projects, and approximately $200,000 for bridge construction over the Haug Low Water Crossing in Lincoln Township. Commissioners approved purchase of a new backhoe for the landfill at $106,000 from the Solid Waste Fund. A resolution establishing a complete county committee to support the 2020 census effort, educating communities and promoting the census through targeted outreach and cooperative efforts in an effort to get complete and accurate population count was approved. Following a public hearing for the neighborhood revitalization renewal, with no public comment, the plan was approved through 2022 at a rebate of 60% per year for 3 years from participating tax districts. The board had discussions regarding the appointments for the upcoming 2020 year. They're scheduled the second Monday in January, regular meeting with the reorganization. Positions for reappointment are Agency on Aging Director, County Health Nurse, Emergency Management Director, and Public Works Administrator. Several transfers of remaining funds from various budgets were approved to special funds. Nemahal County Commissioners met December 30th and unanimously approved the 2019 budget amendments as published, with no public comment coming forward during a public hearing held. BG Consultants has been approved as architect for the new Senior Services Transit Building and will bring a design plan and estimated cost to commissioners for consideration. Review of annual county reorganization and possible changes to the employee handbook were discussed. Gage County Board of Supervisors met Friday and elected Eric Thiemann, board chair, and Dennis Byers, vice chair, for 2020. County notices will be posted on the website gagecountynebraska.us. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet January 14th to continue discussion of wind farm regulations. A bridge embankment project is to begin this week on K-9 in Marshall County, just west of Frankfort, crossing over Ruby Dew Creek. Work will include regrading the stream embankment and reinforcing it with stone. Completion is set for the end of February, weather permitting. All work will occur behind the guardrail or within the bridge work zone. Traffic will be minimally affected. Speed reduction is not planned. Trucks pulling onto the road from the construction site will yield to oncoming traffic. Bayer Construction of Manhattan is contractor on the $234,000 project. Jenny Jo Schell, age 38, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jenny Schell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken noodle soup, turkey and Swiss on whole wheat bread, California blend veggies, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, a whole wheat roll, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, and pears. KNDY News time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Knights of Columbus Annual Soup Day is Wednesday, January 8th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Homemade soups include vegetable beef, potato, chili, and chicken noodle, as well as homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery and carry-out available, phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus Annual Soup Day, Wednesday, January 8th, 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering, the public is welcome.
Alliance Insurance of Marysville would like to help you review your auto insurance. Does your auto insurance provide you with roadside assistance, so if you have a mechanical breakdown and need your vehicle towed, if you have a flat tire, a battery failure, or need locksmith services, does your auto insurance provide rental reimbursement? We at Alliance Insurance offer all lines of insurance for auto, home, farm, commercial, crop, and specialty lines. Call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance at 785-562-2393.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, quiet weather for today, but we do have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing increasing clouds across the Midwest for tonight. It looks like for tomorrow, some areas will see some scattered rain showers, and that will continue as we head into it tomorrow night. On the back end of the system, we will see a chance for some mixed precipitation across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. As we head towards the end of the week, some areas across the eastern parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not bad, still up and down, but we will see cooler temperatures by Friday continuing into Saturday. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, sunny and breezy, upper 40s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, cloudy and breezy, lower 40s with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 27, and Friday, chance of snow, wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early January, 37. Record high on this date, 66 in 2003. The average low, 16, and the record low is 6 below 0 in 2010. Sunset this evening, 5:18. Sunrise in the morning at 7:48. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 27 degrees. Winds at around 5 miles an hour out of the northeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Drive into the new year with CJ Express. They've got you covered with great fuel for your vehicles and great food for your family. January's specialty pizza is the Cheesy Philly, a cheesesteak delight on a pizza crust. Or try one of the new salads and wraps available. New year, new you. Let CJ Express get you moving into it.
A familiar face delivers in crunch time, and a trio of top 25 teams go down on the college hardboards. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Around the NBA, it was status quo for the Los Angeles Lakers, who became the second team to win 30 games this season.
LeBron on the right wing. LeBron backing in Reggie Bullock, overpowers him, gets to the hoop, and lays it in.
On ESPN 710 LA, LeBron James scored 31 points, including a 16-point run in 16 minutes in the second half, as the Lakers cruise past the Knicks 117-87. X-rays were negative on forward Anthony Davis, who left the game in the third quarter after he fell and bruised his tailbone. North of the border with the game on the line, Carmelo Anthony turned back the clock for the Portland Trailblazers.
Down to 10. CJ with a jab step. Another jab step. Down to 8. CJ drives and kicks. Melo has it. Get to the paint. Pull-up jumper on the way. Got it! With 3.3 seconds left, and the Blazers have the lead.
On KPOJ, the Blazers held on to beat the Toronto Raptors 101-99. This is ABC Sports. On the college hardboards, following a nearly 40-point beatdown against Duke, a sure-handed Boston College team responded in a big way against last year's defending champions.
Here goes Heath, fading away at the foul line, throws over to Jarrett, a left-hander three, it goes down right in front of him.
On Learfield, IMG College, freshman Jay Heath's team high 17 points led Boston College in a takedown of number 18 Virginia, 60-53. To the NHL, the Washington Capitals' Alex Ovechkin closed in on an historic mark.
In the middle, and now to Ovechkin, a shot, and he scores! Alex Ovechkin has tied Teemu Selänne for 11th all-time in National Hockey League history. That is his 684th goal!
On WFED, Ovechkin is now 6 goals away from passing Mario Lemieux and cracking the top 10 on the league's all-time goals list. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Sports. Taking a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for Tuesday night in girls action. Valley Heights defeated Washington County 54-40. Donovan West defeated Frankfort 51-41. Axel defeated Onega on the road 28-27. Centralia beat Wetmore 52-45. Hanover defeated Lynn 54-17. And Diller Odell beat Exeter Milligan 57-50. In boys action on Tuesday, Washington County defeated Valley Heights on the road 41-36. Frankfort defeated Donovan West 54-21. Axel, big winners on the road at Onega 77-33. Centralia defeated Wetmore 69-41. Hanover defeated Lynn 56-26. Blue Valley Randolph defeated Clifton Clyde 60-52. And Diller Odell fell to Exeter Milligan 47-37.
Kansas Jayhawks at Iowa State this evening, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate Finance Committee yesterday approved the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement on a 25-3 vote, setting the agreement up for a potential quick passage. Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says the full Senate could consider the agreement within a week. However, if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sends articles of impeachment to the Senate, that must immediately take priority, then would stall USMCA until after the impeachment hearings. Grassley told the Finance Committee USMCA implementing legislation had something in it for everyone. It's not often we can say that about an implementing bill. Mexico's Senate already approved the agreement. Canada plans to approve USMCA following action by the U.S. Ranking member of the committee, Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon, said USMCA provides long-overdue upgrades to labor standards, the environment, and digital trade compared with the North American Free Trade Agreement. Adding the agreement also provides certainty for farmers and manufacturers. The National Pork Producers Council yesterday called Impossible Foods naming a convention for its plant-based products designed to mimic real pork a brazen violation of labeling law. Citing law that prohibits the use of words that redefine pork as consumers have known it for centuries, Dr. Dan Kovich, Director of Science and Technology at the National Pork Producers, said what's impossible is to make pork from plants. NPPC supports consumer choice and competitive markets on a level playing field. Accordingly, he said, plant-based and cell culture products designed to mimic real meat must face the same stringent regulatory requirements as livestock agriculture, including truthful labeling standards. Kovich called the effort by Impossible Foods a brazen attempt to circumvent decades of food labeling law and centuries of precedence. That is Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. We at AgView.net are proud to deliver you policy and market-impacting information to help you make the best decision for your operation. We're not the biggest, but we are reliable and relevant. And in 2020, we'll continue to deliver you the information you need in the form you need it on this radio station, on AgView.net, and on Facebook at AgView and Twitter at AgView News. The important issues need a reliable and relevant voice. This station at AgView.net.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, we'll recap how yesterday finished as corn futures faced fractional losses. The soy market was mixed at the Tuesday close. The cotton complex also saw a bit of losses yesterday, and the wheat complex finishing mostly lower. Live cattle futures saw some profit taking on Tuesday, but came back from midday lows to settle in the red, down by 47 to 75 cents. Feeder cattle futures also gave back a bit of Monday's gains as they finished a bit lower, down 92 cents to $1.52 in total. Feeder cattle index was down 55 cents to $145.98. Wholesale box beef prices were mixed in the afternoon report. Choice boxes were 9 cents lower, while select boxes were up by 2 cents. And lean hogs came back from midday losses to finish slightly higher. Now we take a look at what the markets are doing through the overnight round of trading. And through the grains, we're seeing a mixed start to the day. March corn currently down 3 quarters at 383 and 3 quarters. May down a full penny at 390 and a half. Kansas City wheat sees slight gains. March up 3 quarters at 475 and 3 quarters. May up a quarter at 483 and a quarter. Soybeans seeing mixed numbers. January at 935 a bushel. March up a penny at 945. The meal for the month of January down 70 at 295.70, though March is up 160 at 302.90. And soy oil even a bit lower, down 21 points at 34.25. The cotton complex starting a bit lower this morning as well. March down 18 points at 69.65. May down 23 at 70.74. Mixed in the energies is February crude oil down 5 at 62.60. March down 6 at 62.45. Slightly higher for unleaded gas at 172 a gallon, as well as heating oil now at 203. Natural gas remains unchanged at 216. And gold, silver, and the dollar index slightly higher to start this morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's 2020, and celebrate the new year with a new vehicle from Rusty Eck Ford, where price sells cars. Every new 2019 Ford truck and SUV is discounted $3,000 off, and you keep the rebate. That's a savings of up to $12,500 off MSRP. Get your new Ford truck or SUV for the new year and save up to $12,500 off MSRP. See all the savings at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com, where price sells cars.
Plus tax and fees. Discounts from MSRP, all rebates to dealer in-stock vehicles only. Offers cannot be combined, expires 1-7-2020. And now start the year off right with this New Year's tradition.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year from Rusty Eck Ford.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Since before Christmas, the nighttime skies over eastern Colorado and western Nebraska have been filled with drones. Whose are they? Nobody's saying. Why are they there? Nobody's saying that either. And they're not just there during the nighttime. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
In the night sky over her western Nebraska farm last week, Missy Blackman, night after night, watched dozens of drones flying, sometimes in formation, sometimes not, this way, that way, every direction. This had been going on in eastern Colorado and western Nebraska for over a week. Where were these drones coming from? Who is behind this? Why are they there and what are they doing? No answers yet. Missy took pictures and videos, but the drones were really hard to make out. But then she saw one in the daytime over her farm.
My son was hollering for me, and we looked at it through binoculars, and this thing that went over was heading to the west and stopped. And I said, it looks like it's coming back this way. And my brother said, yeah, I'm watching it through binoculars, but it didn't turn like a plane does. It just started coming back towards us and went over my house again. I did take some pictures of that, and that was the first I've heard of them being out during the day.
I know there is somebody listening to this that is wondering if you had any thoughts, or your, perhaps your brother had any thoughts of taking a shot at it.
Well, if that's illegal. I can't say the thought wasn't there, but I don't want to go to prison for that. So, no, we decided that was a bad idea.
So, what do you think about this? When you first saw these things flying over your farm, what were you thinking?
Well, it's unnerving, especially the one that was flying extremely low, because it was directly over my house. You know, you just kind of wonder, what could they be looking for? And more than anything, if it's some company mapping or doing something like that, why wouldn't they just come out and say that's what they're doing? I think the fact that there's no answers is probably the worst part of it.
I imagine that sooner rather than later, this drone mystery is going to be solved. But in the meantime, a lot of people have theories.
Some of them are very outlandish. On my Facebook page, I've had people tag me in all kinds of things from... they're looking for missiles, they're looking for gas, just everything and anything. Looking for our guns, which, I mean, I guess at this point, nobody's wrong, but nobody's right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Missy Blackman of Palisade, Nebraska. Back after this.
When you need tires, stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, for the best value in tires. You see, our everyday prices often beat our competitors' special sale price. Plus, we offer free mounting, balancing, tire rotation, valve stems, and road hazard on quality tires. Don't be misled by so-called sale prices. Stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, today for the best deal on quality tires.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs in the middle 40s again today. Mild through Thursday, but look out, cold front coming in Friday.
Samuel deftly tipped in R.J. Nembhard's errant floater with 1.7 seconds remaining, allowing TCU to escape with an ugly 59-57 victory over Kansas State last night. K-State trailed most of the second half. Xavier Sneed led the Wildcats with 19 points, though he was just 5 of 14 from the field. Up next for the K-State men's basketball squad, they'll head to Texas Saturday night to take on the Longhorns with a 7 o'clock tip-off. Mid-America Network Sports.
From 100 to 118 days relative maturity and the best trait packages available in the industry. We understand what it takes to make a good yielding corn crop in your area. Dryland or irrigated, we have hybrids to fit your needs. Early order and prepaid discounts are offered to help support your bottom line. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. Two more NFL head coaching vacancies filled. correspondent Clayton Neville says the New York Giants and Carolina Panthers have made their selections for their new leaders.
The New York Giants fired coach Pat Shurmur after a losing season, and Carolina parted ways with head man Ron Rivera. Both teams moving forward with first-time NFL coaches. New York hiring former New England Patriots special teams coordinator and wide receivers coach Joe Judge, and the Panthers bringing on board highly sought-after Matt Rhule, who revitalized the Baylor Bears program in the college ranks.
Westwood One's Clayton Neville. Major League Baseball says it will investigate allegations the Boston Red Sox illegally used their video replay room to steal signs between opposing pitchers and catchers during their 2018 World Series championship season. The claims were made yesterday in a report by The Athletic. KU Jayhawks in action tonight at Iowa State to face the Cyclones at 7 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a split between Washington County and Valley Heights Tuesday night in high school basketball action at Valley Heights High School. Valley Heights won the girls game 54-40. Sam Vermitten and Kat Turber led the way with 14 points each, and Maddie Vermitten added in 10 for the Lady Mustangs, who improved to 5-1 on the season. For Washington County, they were led by Mackenzie Metz with 11 points, and Grace Otot scored 10 for the Lady Tigers, who dropped to 4-4. In the boys' game, Washington County used a 13-4 run in the third quarter towards a 41-36 victory over Valley Heights. Kobe Hoover scored 10 points in that third quarter on his way to lead Washington County in scoring with 16 total. Tyler Nelson added 11 for the Tigers, who improved to 6-2. Valley Heights was led by Cameron Beardsley with 11 points, and Bryson Kenworthy added in 8 for the Mustangs, who fall to 2-4. Next up for Valley Heights is Troy on Thursday, and Washington County plays Frankfort on Friday. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller. Taking a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for Tuesday night in girls action. Valley Heights defeated Washington County 54-40. Donovan West defeated Frankfort 51-41. Axel defeated Onega on the road 28-27. Centralia beat Wetmore 52-45. Hanover defeated Lynn 54-17. And Diller Odell beat Exeter Milligan 57-50. In boys action on Tuesday, Washington County defeated Valley Heights on the road 41-36. Frankfort defeated Donovan West 54-21. Axel, big winners on the road at Onega 77-33. Centralia defeated Wetmore 69-41. Hanover defeated Lynn 56-26. Blue Valley Randolph defeated Clifton.